I'm delighted to introduce my guest on The Oasis. His name is Ben Bliss. He's a young American tenor making his COC debut in the role of Ferrando. Ben, thanks for dropping by.
My pleasure. Thank you for the invitation.
So would you consider yourself a Mozart tenor? I'm just looking at the roles that you've done here.
Well, you know, I think the distinctions between the different categories of a tenor's vocal type are a little broader than that. You have your spinto and your lyric and everything like that. So I think Mozart might be a little too specific, but I will say that I love to sing Mozart, and the majority of the music I have sung professionally so far, I would say, has been Mozart. It's really a joy to sing Mozart for me.
And you've sung Ferrando a number of places now, the Met, Frankfurt, Seattle.
That's right.
Cool.
Yeah.
And now in Toronto. Adam Egoyan's production, what is that? That's the one with the butterflies. We had it like 5 years ago. It was magnificent. What's it like to be in the middle of that?
Oh, it's a lot of fun. He's really a delightful man, and there's a lot of creativity going on stage, and it's really fun to be in the middle of that. It's something I stand off stage and I think, man, if somebody said, hey, Ben, invent your own production of Così, I don't think that Frida Kahlo, who is also an integral part of sort of the scenery and thematic content, I don't think Frida Kahlo and butterflies probably would have come to my mind. So it's interesting to be a part of somebody else's completely unique vision.
Now, Ferrando, there's two guys, Guglielmo. And Ferrando, and you're the more sensitive one, is that correct?
Yeah, I think that's the way it usually kind of goes. The music and the libretto sort of lend themselves to that interpretation.
And your girlfriend, Dorabella, is the more fun one, whereas Fiore de Ligi is more pure.
Yeah, Dorabella is kind of the more go with the flow, sort of ready to have a good time, and Fiore de Ligi is a little more moralistic and principled, which makes for interesting
seduction.
Sort of couple swapping later on.
All right, let's talk about the plot here. So you guys, the two young men are soldiers. You have an older friend, Don Alfonso, who will be played by Russell Braun, who says that all women are fickle, and he gets you, who disagree with that, to test the loyalty of your betrothed.
Yes, indeed. The opera opens with a scene. The opera opens basically mid-argument, and we're saying, what? You don't know what you're talking about, Don Alfonso. Our women are pure. They are true to us. And he ends up saying, you know, he calls BS, and we make a bet. And so starts the opera from that inciting incident, and fun and games ensue.
He's a cynic. Needless to say, he's not married.
Correct. He is a single old cynic.
And
it's interesting, too, the title of the opera, Così fan tutte, based on some subtle Italian linguistics and word endings, basically means women are like that. Thus do all women.
Yeah.
And the other working title for the piece is La Scuola degli Amanti, the school for lovers, which has informed part of Adam Egoyan's conceptual approach to the piece in that it takes place in a school.
Oh, right, of course. What about the curio cabinet?
Yeah, man, it is really cool.
Oh, I guess it's science class. Of course, it's a science experiment.
Exactly.
Don Alfonso's science experiment. Okay, so the guys pretend to go off to war, and then they come back disguised as Albanians of all things, and they try to seduce each other's fiancé.
Yes, we try and disprove Don Alfonso's theory that our women will, take the next suitor that comes along and just go have a good time. And throughout that process, we end up realizing, oh, he wants us to seduce my friend's girlfriend.
Yeah.
And I have an opportunity to do that and back away. And Guglielmo has the same opportunity and doesn't back away. And then I get upset and then kind of give it another shot, and then there's there's a couple good Mozart finales at the end of Act 1, at the end of Act 2. If you are familiar with Mozart, those finales are really a raucous good time.
At the end, the women cave. They let themselves get
seduced. Spoiler alert, but but yeah, you'll probably, if you see the show, you'll sit in the audience and read the synopsis. I think this
everybody knows anyway.
Yeah, exactly. I think this is if you know the story or if you don't, this is a good one just to show up and not worry about reading the synopsis and just follow along. It unfolds pretty in a way that makes sense, that you can follow. But yeah, at the end, two sort of varying ends, for various reasons, the women do sort of cave, as you said, and Dorabella kind of more for a lustful good time. And I think Fiordiligi and Ferrando really end up finding a connection in their sensitivity and their moral rectitude. But then at the end, we sort of reveal that we were these other people and who we are. And there's sort of a blank-faced, like, oh, God, what is this? What does all this mean? Who are we to each other now and everything? It's a kind of a quagmire at the end. It makes for a lot of fun.
A lot of forgiveness required at the end, I would say.
Maybe, maybe not. You never know if it's going to be like, oh, that was fun, everything goes back to normal, or if everyone kind of walks off stage hating each other at the end. So you get to find out.
Before I let you go, do you think that being in this opera and singing this role has taught you anything about love?
I can't say that I've learned a lot that I've applied to my own relationships in life. However, I will say that my own life and relationships over the years have informed the different ways that I have played this character in different productions at different companies. It's amazing that these interesting romantic situations that Mozart and De Ponte, the librettist, put together still find resonating points in, you know, popular culture 250 some years later, even if they're a little bawdy and a little less politically correct than in our current sort of frame of mind.
Ben Bliss, thank you for dropping by.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks again.
Ben Bliss sings the role of Ferrando in the COC production of Mozart's Così fan tutte with Bernard Labadie conducting, Adam McGoyan's production. It opens on February 5th, runs for 8 performances until February 23rd at the Four Seasons Center. Get your tickets at coc.ca. And now here's Ferrando's aria, Un'aura amorosa. This is one of the things you'll hear Ben sing when you go to the COC production.